Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Michael Astrew, Commissioner of the U.S. Social Security Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Nicole Gartner. Michael, I have the pleasure to talk to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among federal agencies and the private sector to achieve mission and program outcomes. I'm wondering, how is SSA leveraging both a collaborative environment but also partnerships to do this?
Sure. So with all due respect to a number of the agencies that we partner with, I think the one that has been the most remarkable and most helpful for us in recent years is under the memorandum of understanding we have with the National Institutes of Health. So particularly with our fast-track disability programs, not only for each of the public hearings have they sent a senior person there to help us work through the testimony, ask the right questions, think about the diseases and conditions in the right way. They've done a remarkable research program recently where they've been taking the information in our databases, profiling the diseases and conditions of the fast tracks, and comparing them to diseases and conditions in other databases that they access to say, what else looks like those? Maybe these are the things that Social Security ought to be adding to the list. Because, you know, we had a lot of the low-hanging fruit in the beginning. We hit 100 diseases and conditions last year. You know, I'm hoping to double that in the next couple of years. But it's getting slower and harder because we've done the easy ones. But they came in just with their preliminary results a couple months ago, and it rocked my head back. I mean, they had 25 diseases and conditions that on not just the initial look, but now as we work through it more carefully, most of those are going to be compassion allowances. So that's going to accelerate our progress with the program enormously. There'll be tens of thousands of Americans, I'm persuaded, by the end of the year who will be getting the benefit of the fast track because of the partnership with NIH. So they've just been absolutely top-notch, and I can't say enough good things about what they've done for us.
SSA has continued to be recognized as a great place to work in the federal government. I know you're really proud of that, and you talked a little bit about this impressive program in the last segment with the IT professionals. What can you tell us about what contributes to that great place to work? That's an impressive achievement. And where would you put the credit for getting that great reputation?
Well, I think most of it is the history and the tradition and mission of the agency. We traditionally have been a great place to work. We had slipped a little bit in recent years. We had slipped out of the top 10 on the partnerships list, but we're happy to have been back the last 3 years and aspire to do even better because, you know, I am very competitive. And I think, you know, as we've looked at what we've done and why, I think it goes back to the first question, Michael, that you asked, is I think the fact that we communicate better than we have before is the biggest thing, perhaps, that we've changed in terms of employee satisfaction. I can't change the salaries. I can't change the working conditions in most cases very quickly. I can't change too much the people that they work with and the attitudes or anything that they come in with. A lot of things I can't change. But what I can change is the sense that, you know, there are people at headquarters that are very committed to supporting what they're doing, are concerned about they're doing their work well, doing it efficiently, making sure they're secure in the workplace. And to, as we make changes to address those goals, to explain what we're doing and why. And so I think it's not only the understanding of the particular things that helps. It sends a general message that we have a culture that is not self-satisfied, that realizes it needs to focus on continuous improvement, and that it values the mission. And I think that if you're on the front line, knowing that the people 12 layers up believe in that, I think that's the most important thing that you can do in most ways.
So, Michael, you're 5 years into a 6-year term. What are you most proud of in terms of what you've done, and what do you want to be your legacy as commissioner?
Well, you know, people have been asking me that with more regularity. And part of what I try to do is try to get people a little less focused on that. You know, I jokingly refer to legacy as the L word around the office. And the reason for that is I think in a lot of agencies, because I've spent almost 14 years in the federal government now, and I've seen a lot of agency heads. And I've seen, as you get to the end, sometimes a sense that, oh my God, I have to establish my legacy, and things are raced out at the end, and they don't work very, and they're actually counterproductive. And a lot of times people actually ironically end up with a negative legacy because they're too worried about legacy. So my feeling is I think that we've done some very important things on my watch. I think the fast tracking of the disability programs I take a lot of pride in. Introducing high-quality electronic services I take a lot of pride in. I think moving a long way to change the direction in terms of the physical IT infrastructure to make sure that the checks continue to go out on a regular basis, that's incredibly important. We have some other longer-term projects that won't be finished on my watch that we started. I'm proud of that because, you know, some of these things take a long time. We're using a 1938 tool that labor stopped updating effectively in 1977 for a lot of our vocational decisions. And I think commissioners were discouraged about taking that on because it's a very long-term and expensive project. So even though, even under duress with a lot of competing demands for resources, I just thought it was important to start that. So we have started that. We've been working on it for a number of years. We probably won't see any benefit in the agency for two more years. But I think it's important that we replace the Dictionary of Occupational Titles. So there's a whole set of things that, you know, we've done or brought fairly far forward that I think, you know, for better or for worse, will be my legacy. And I think in the last year, my feeling is the focus needs to be on bringing those as far along as possible, driving the backlogs down as far as possible. And it really isn't a smart thing to start anything tremendously new and ambitious in your last year unless you absolutely need to do it. And you can say with a lot of confidence, the next commissioner will want to come along and finish the same thing.
So, Michael, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I think it's a very ennobling career. You know, it's a tough time right now. I'm proud of the fact that both my children have picked public service. So my son, my wife went into labor 25 years and one day ago when I was doing my first briefing for the Commissioner of Social Security. So I've been thinking about him a fair amount. And he is an Army intelligence officer. He went out to learn Farsi because he decided that's what the Army, you know, needed most from him. And I have a daughter who's 16 months younger who is in Teach for America, and she's in a very, very difficult inner city school in Nashville, Tennessee, working in very difficult environment, but she's very committed to what she's doing. And most of the Teach for America kids, you know, work very hard. They do great work, but they do 2 years and they go do something else. And my daughter's going to stick with it. So I'm very proud of both of them. And so I think it's out of favor now, but, you know, we're only in this world for a fairly brief period of time. And I think, at least for me, I think you want to take satisfaction away that in some way, even in a small way, what you've done has made the world better. And I think it's much easier to feel that way in public service than a lot of other things that you can do with your life. And so that's what I tell people.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. This is the second time you joined us on the show. It's been wonderful having you. But more importantly, Nicole and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Michael Astrew, Commissioner of the U.S. Social Security Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Nicole Gartner. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. for the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.